I am the Flash.
My name is Sarah Lamb, but don't call us heroes. We are legends.
Black Lightning's back.
I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
Welcome to CW Superheroes. It is Entertainment Talks podcast for DCW's DC superhero shows Black Lightning, The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, and Arrow. This is for Black Lightning on the CW and Netflix. I'm your host, Matthew. Joining me today, and my co-host is Robert. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Not bad. Yeah. So we're here today to do a bit of a one of our catch-up podcasts for Season 2, Episode 5, or since the premiere to Episode 5. Because we like to sort of slice the seasons in half or whatever the case may be. What do you think of Black Lightning so far for Season 2?
I'm a little confused with Black Lightning for Season 2. Mm. We don't really have, like, a threatening bad guy. I mean, we have a bad guy in Tobias Whale. There's no doubt that he is, you know, the bad guy. But he's not really a threat in the, you know, in the traditional sense for it. I mean, he's not actively, you know, doing stuff against, like, Black Lightning. Mm. He's just kind of there as more of an existential threat than anything else, so.
Yeah, so have you been enjoying the show so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's still very well written and very well directed, and the graphics on it are still really, really good. Mm-hmm. So I got no, you know, it's good on that sense, so. It's one of those things that I'm expecting more out of the bad guy to be a bad guy than anything else, so.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. We did a bit of talk before, like, around episode 3 or 2-ish, and we kind of said to each other, like, we weren't sure where the show was, like, going and stuff, and I agreed with you on that sense as well. What's your kind of update with that on those sorts of feelings?
Still not entirely sure where it's going. Yeah. They've got the whole plot line with the Green Light Kids. Minor spoilers, if you haven't seen the latest episode, somebody that they brought in to help test the kids that are in the pods decided mm-hmm. to go kill Crazy, had a quote-unquote fix, and like half the kids wound up dying, which is really kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember that assistant character coming out of anything, although apparently she's been established before and I'm just not remembering it, so.
Yeah, I mean, you had the scene with that guy and he had like the silver stuff coming out of his like face.
Uh-huh.
That was weird. And you had the little mini detective scene where what's her name was scooping that stuff up and it started moving around. That reminded me so much of the symbiote thing.
Mm-hmm.
the Venom stuff. It's called symbiote, right? The like, yeah, the goo stuff. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But yeah, I'm in a situation with the show where like it's definitely not bad. It's still a good show, and I'm still like enjoying it quality wise, but like writing wise and plot wise and kind of character wise, I'm not sure what like
it's lacking direction.
Yeah, but not in a like bad way. I don't feel like it's sort of walked off the road kind of thing. It's just kind of like so like if you imagine a car driving, it's not like driven off a cliff and not sure where it's going to end up. It's kind of like stopping and skidding all over the place a bit. Mm-hmm. So like I can see somewhat where they're going with like some of the Tobias stuff and other things that they are setting up. Like you said with the metahuman thing with the people trapped in the chambers and that. You can kind of see a little bit where they're going with that, and I'm a little bit more excited for that plot after what happens in this episode with them having the failed thing happen there. But like, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not a, I don't mean to bring up Supergirl as much as we kind of have this season, but it's not that situation where like I didn't know where they were going and it was also bad and boring, both of us. It's a situation where like, yeah, the show is still good and I'm still like seeing the quality. I'm just not exactly sure what they're doing, so. Yeah, it's weird. So I wrote down a couple of little things. I wrote down, is it Khalil, the Tobias's right-hand man?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of him this season?
Again, he's still kind of lacking direction, for lack of a better word. I mean, half the time he's trying to reconnect with his girlfriend before he got, shot and paralyzed, and then that came back. And then the other half of the time he's just being a mindless murder bot for Tobias. So I don't really know where he's going with that character.
Mm. I thought the scene was cool where that guy comes back to the club and he's on that like platform bit at the top. He walks up the stairs. I think this was in episode 2 or 3. And he just shoots him and he falls straight. He has like the blade thing in his arm, whatever the situation is.
So he's got like poison darts that shoot out.
Yeah, and he kind of just shot one. And yeah, he is a bit of like his brute, if you will. Like his kind of super-powered brute kind of thing. So it takes away a bit from him being as much of a character. But like, I don't feel like he's kind of just a mindless character. Because he still like has conversations and does certain things, but he is kind of that brute type character. Any particular characters you wanted to talk about?
Not really. I mean, they're all kind of interesting in their own way. It's just one of those things that we don't really have an overarching plot to the series. So
This almost feels like an extension to season one instead of like. Because I remember when we ended season one, and usually when you end the first season, the objective to me of a first season is like, you know, introduce the characters, set up the world, and tell us what these people are doing and why and what the world is about. So for example, you have like, you know, Walking Dead, you get introduced to, you know, Rick and the family, and you find out what's going on there, and then like, okay, it's surviving in a zombie apocalypse, and that's season one. And then season two is kind of like, you know, the survival and whatever the case may be. This feels almost a bit like it almost feels like the second half of season one in a weird way, it's almost like they wrote half a season and then are kind of continuing. Did you feel like that maybe?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, because they are kind of still in the same like plot from season one, and we only have what, 18 episodes of the show so far? 5 and then, yeah, 13 from the first season. So I'm wondering, like, where they're going to go from, like, when they actually get to a mid-season finale in episode 8, which we still presume is the case, because they have 16 episodes. Like, what the case is going to be, and, like, what they're doing with Tobias and stuff. Because there's a certain point with villains where you have to, like, end their story in a certain way. How much longer do you think Tobias might have left?
I mean, he's definitely got the potential to do more. It's just he doesn't really have anything to do. Right. It's just one of those things, they got to figure out a way for him to be a protagonist, and they haven't really done that yet.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he might be a bit like a Malcolm Merlyn Deathstroke kind of thing, where he kind of goes away maybe for a bit and then comes back, or some of those situations?
Possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, they're definitely setting him up as a you know, background, not menace, but a background influencer, where everything that he's doing, you know, happens kind of in the background, and not everybody knows what's going on, so.
Cool. All right, I think we're going to go for a break here, do some housekeeping, and come back and talk about some other bits and pieces, so yeah, we'll see you in a minute. Okay, so recently on Entertainment Talk, if you missed it, there was the announcement of the Breaking Bad movie or film, depending on what country you live in. It's going to be a sequel to the original series, which I still note as the best thing I've seen, the best show of all time. What to you is the best thing you've ever seen? I don't think we've had that conversation before.
I'm not sure there is a best movie I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of really good
TV series.
TV series as well. I mean, I've seen a lot of good TV series, but I don't know I would hold anything up as the best.
Okay.
Because so much of that is subjective.
Right. Yes, they announced a Breaking Bad movie with Vince Gilligan being involved or writing the script and stuff, which is very important. I did a quick sort of 10-minute podcast giving my thoughts. That was before the announcement of what the film actually is. So, yeah, that might be worth a listen if you guys want to. I did a bunch of Red Dead Redemption content recently, 4 different pieces. One was a spoiler-free review, so you can go in there with no worries of anything. I did a video saying goodbye to my horse, which his name was Jack, named after Jack Bauer. of course, I did kind of like one last ride with him, and then put him in the stable and kind of just left him there. So he's nice and peacefully sitting in the stable, and he's not going to get shot or killed or fall off a cliff or anything like that, because those things can happen in Red Dead Redemption 2. But fun twist to the video, it wasn't quite as simple as you might think. I might have run into some people and some things might have happened, so yeah, just a nice quick little 10-minute video to do that stuff. I did a 2-hour Let's Play for the game as well, so you can check that out. That's very early on in the game, so if there was... Yeah, there wasn't really much spoiler stuff happening back at that point of the game, so there's not too much to worry about there. I also did my later impressions for the game as well, just kind of talking about that and stuff. It's basically what I do with my first impressions, but I do it later in the game and sort of talk about things that have already happened as opposed to discovering it for the first time. So, and then either this week or next week, I'm going to do my spoiler review, because there's a lot to talk about story-wise as well. But no worries of spoilers in anything, apart from maybe in the Let's Play. But apart from that, that's the Red Dead Redemption content. We recently returned for Arrow for Season 7 for the fourth episode, because like we explained in one of the other podcasts, they had the midterm elections, so that delayed these episodes of Black Lightning and Flash. And it would have been 5-5-5 all in one week for Arrow, Black Lightning and Flash. So we decided to do Arrow a bit earlier for Episode 4, so that's been out there as well. What else was there? Walking Dead has had the big character exit that we all basically know about, and they've kind of gone into the post era of that show now. So we, me and David, are still doing that. It's approaching the mid season finale as well soon. So yeah, that should be interesting to see how they wrap things up there. Yeah, random gaming talk. We talked recently about a lot of PlayStation stuff. They're skipping E3 this year. The PS4 and the Xbox One and the original Xbox will have their birthdays, like 17 years old, 5 years old, and that sort of stuff. So we talked about that. Some more shenanigans around the BlizzCon stuff. And yeah, the XO18, which is Microsoft's kind of fan press conference type event. We talked about a bunch of stuff that happened there as well. What else was there? The Good Place is still going strong for its third season. It's been doing some really cool, interesting stuff and some funny stuff as well. That's on NBC and Netflix, so that's been pretty fun for its third season as of late. Am I forgetting anything? I don't think I am. Oh yeah, Spyro came out recently. I did a first impressions video for the first Spyro, so that's out there as well for you guys to enjoy. And yeah, that's all happening at the moment on entertainmenttalk.org or on the podcast platform of your choice, including Spotify. So yeah, the big thing that kind of happens in episode 5, the Gamby incident. What do you think is the current state of that character?
I doubt they're going to kill him off just yet.
Yeah.
Past that, he might just be gone for a couple, 3 episodes.
See, the issue I kind of have there is they do this really cool bit at the start where, like, this guy is tailing him, and then, like, they get out the guns and start shooting, and the car flips over and explodes. All very cool stuff. And then, like, you know, you don't see him get out of the car, so you think, okay, is he in there? Have they killed off Gamby? And then they do the bit later, of course, where not Chris Williams, that's the guy that plays. Why can't I remember the name of the main character? The Black Lightning.
Jefferson Pierce?
Jefferson, yeah. His name completely escaped my head then. Him and his daughter go to the Gamby's place and start looking around at some stuff, and they get all emotional, obviously, but the problem for me is none of that stuff landed because I don't believe that the character's dead. So, I mean, it's interesting for the characters to experience that, but yeah, because I don't believe that the character's dead, I'm not there with them. What was your kind of feeling in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's a decent, you know, bonding part between father and daughter. But past that, you know, since I'm with you, I don't believe the character's dead. I don't really see any reason to have that emotional tie to it. So
yeah, I mean, I'm not going to spoil the other shows here, but we've had literally characters die and come back several times in the other shows. So if you don't even show me the body of Gamby, then you're not going to make me think he's dead. Plus, like I said, we've had people actually die on screen in some of the other shows. Again, I won't spoil particulars and that sort of thing, but they've also come back. So Yeah, I get what they were going for, and I want to know if they think that the viewer thinks at that point that the character is dead, because that's kind of important as well. Unless we're supposed to just see it as like just focus on the characters instead of our own like viewer emotion towards the character. But yeah, I don't know. So what do you think might happen with metahuman experiment that's gone wrong?
It's hard telling because I'm not really quite sure where they're going with that. Is this something that, are we going to, introduce metahumans on that level? Are we just going to have, people just hanging out or?
Mm. Yeah, it's hard to tell. Okay, I think that, that's about the things I want to talk about for this season so far, for season two of Black Lightning. Is there any other things that you would like to mention?
No, I'm just, it's one of those things that I'm hoping to see, more of a threat from either Tobias Whale or somebody else.
Mm. Or maybe, maybe somebody entirely new or something. I don't know. Yeah. What about Khalil? Do you think he could maybe take over? Like if Tobias dies or goes to prison or gets in trouble, Khalil could like do something?
No, I don't really see that happening because they haven't done anything to set him up as a, more of an, for lack of a better word, from an independent voice. He doesn't really have his own voice yet. He's just kind of doing what everybody else tells him to do, so.
Yep. Okay, that's our thoughts so far on Season 2 for Black Lightning, up to Episode 5. I believe Episode 8 is the mid-season finale. That's what we keep kind of hinting at and talking about. I mean, that's half of the number of the episodes in the season, so that's usually how that works. So we'll be back for that. It will be before the end of the year anyway. So we'll be back whenever the show does go for mid-season break. Of course, they're not included in the crossover, so they won't be included in that discussion. I mean, they're not actually part of the Arrowverse yet anyway. Obviously the plan is to do the mid-season finales for these shows and then do the crossover review, which we're getting some cool stuff for. So we'll be back for those in the coming weeks. In the meantime, entertainmenttalk.org is where you can find all of our content. Of course, podcast services as well, including Spotify. If you would like to support what we are doing here, patreon.com/entertainmenttalk. That's where you can go and redeem rewards for reviews of your choice. Amazon affiliate link if you are shopping on Amazon for the holiday season for Christmas presents, or taking advantage of Black Friday, or treating yourself, or whatever the case may be. You can use our Amazon affiliate link. That's where we will get a small cut of what you spend, but it doesn't cost you anything extra, so that's a great way to support us as well. iTunes, please rate, review, and subscribe to the feeds that you would like to use. That would help us out in the charts and stuff like that. Word of mouth, please tell your friends, family, people that you know about these podcasts, the website, or the iTunes feeds, and that would help us out also. Contact Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org. That's the email that you can send stuff into. Twitter at eTalkUK. There's the Facebook group and the Facebook page as well. There's also an email form on the website you can fill out on the podcast post. Just put in your email and your comment, and that will get sent to me as well. If you'd like to watch me, Robert, or David play different video games, me and David have got Twitch streaming channels, and Robert's got one on Mixer, so you can check those out as well. Just subscribe to those and you'll be notified when we go live. Yeah, that's it for this this time on Black Lightning. Not this week, because we won't be back next week. We'll be back in the coming weeks for the mid-season finale. We will see you then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.